Okay, guys, so I think if you haven't heard or seen any of the feedback or pictures or photos or videos or posts about what was going on over the weekend, you might have been under a rock, to be honest with you. What an amazing time it was this weekend. Connecting, getting together, having conversations, just really elevating the level of what the Connect platform through Weight Watchers and then No Finish Line Nation has done for all of us. It was such a great way. So right now, just to give you guys a little bit of a snapshot of where I'm at, I'm up at camp up in Calais, Maine, way up north, kind of east north, right on, I can actually look across the border and look at Canada from our outer road of where our camp sits. But here I am, and I needed to reflect because I did bring some of my recording equipment when I went down to Bropocalypse 2017 down in Boston and caught up with a few people, a few of the different folks that have inspired people. And I'm actually going to be recording some more coming up because we didn't have a lot of time near the end to be able to record a lot of questions. But I brought it with me. And here I am, I'm up here at the camp, and I couldn't go without sitting down to have a conversation and record another podcast built around the fact that what a great weekend it was. You know, we all met a long time ago, actually, you know, over a year ago together down in Boston, and then we reconnected this year in Saugus, Massachusetts. And the amount of people that drove from all the distances that they had to go, we had people driving from Michigan, 13-hour drives just to come down to be able to say hello, connect, give hugs and meet people. And then we had people coming all the way out from California. I mean, literally across the country, flying across this great land that we're a part of to come out to our little city in Massachusetts and be able to connect, meet, and greet. I think it's pretty powerful stuff. If you hear the background noise, that's my family. They're all in the background, but they know I was going to record a couple times this vacation. So, you know, my thoughts and my reflections were, as I got back from Bropocalypse, was what a powerful time. What an amazing experience it was to meet and greet people, to be able to have conversations and just get to know each other on a better level, on a deeper level, and be able to give each other high fives and put a face to a lot of the names of people that we've followed or people that we have connected with. You know, I'd never met people like JP Streeter or Marianne, and what a great experience it was to just connect those dots and be able to feel that connection. And then on top of that, we were able to go live feed with the event itself for thousands of people across the country to be able to see, breathe, and live the connection that we have. It's pretty powerful stuff and amazing at the same time. So the theme of today's coffee talk, which I've got a bunch of them all lined up, they're all kind of backed up in my brain of what I wanted to do. But this one that I wanted to go over today, I've already posted on Connect and on my blog, is, and actually I posted on NFLN today, is all about taking chances. A year ago, when Kelly went was going to take a vacation up in Maine with his family, and he reached out to me that he was going to come up and maybe we could connect or whatever. And then he got in contact with Jonathan Mudd, and basically it started from there. They had had a conversation about meeting up in Boston, taking his family. Kelly was going to bring his family down there to meet Mudd and his family. And there was just going to be the two of them. And then Wes had conversations. And then Wes and his family decided they're going to come up. And then I got a phone call and said, why don't you come on down? And then Red came all the way up from Texas. So we all took chances and we all wanted to meet each other and connect on a deeper level of where we're at with everything. And we did. And last year was pretty phenomenal. And then we had Fat Dag came out and we had a whole bunch of other people. So it was great that we all got together last year. It was much more smaller and it was more intimate of a setting in the Saugus, Massachusetts. We did our meeting and then we went out into town. We enjoyed Boston. It was great. So this year we thought to ourselves, do we do it again? Do we want to do another Bropocalypse? Do we want the logistics wise of things? Do we want to be able to make sure we can coordinate and make sure that people have the opportunity to come? But how many would actually come? And would it be overwhelming? And would it be like super crazy and those kind of things? But if you don't take chances on things, you never know what you're going to get. So we took a chance and we said, let's go ahead and put it out there. We covered it over with Jill, who was the great leader in Saugus, Massachusetts, that ran the meeting itself. We took a chance and said, let's do it. Let's go ahead and put ourselves out there. Let's put the whole thing out there and let's just have what we picked the date. I said, this is going to work pretty well. Let's go ahead and throw it out there. Boom. Let's make it happen. And I think all of you, if not, I mean, unless you're not on those platforms and you're just kind of following the podcast, I will tell you, the different social media platforms that we use to connect with each other were flooded with photos, videos, amazing experiences, and everything. And why do you think that that happened? It's because organically, people said, there's the meeting place, let's go ahead and go. And then people got in their cars, got in their planes, booked hotel rooms, and flew, drove, like planes, trains, and automobiles, all the way out there, all the way out to Massachusetts, our little city, not little city, but our city, to be able to come out here, experience the city, and know that they also were taking chances. They had no idea. Think about it. How many people were going to be able to say to them, their families, oh, by the way, I'm going out to Boston to meet up with some of the people that I met on the internet. A little bit creepy if you think about it, right? But it's not. It literally is a deeper connection of things that are there. And all these families said, you know what? It's important to you. Go do it. And what a great experience it was when they did. They came out and we were able to really forge some great relationships and great friendships and a kinship that I don't think anybody can really explain. It's almost like a camaraderie of when I was in the military and you go to boot camp and you don't know anybody in boot camp. And you go there, you meet some new people, you go through the trenches, you go through all kinds of really tough situations, everything else, but you leave there best of friends. It's very similar, where you're taking chances. You're going to come all the way out to Boston, Massachusetts, and you're from maybe California, or you're from Michigan, or you're from wherever, and you're going to come all the way out here to be able to meet some people you've never met before, and you're going to make that happen. I think for me, that's pretty amazing stuff. It's pretty impactful when you think of what that does. So the theme, again, taking chances. How many chances are you going to take today to be able to put yourself out there to experience great things? I mean, it's risky. Everything that we do there's a risk to everything. And you can look at risk reward, you can look at balancing things out. But really, when you think of it, if you don't take the chance or you don't put yourself out there to possibly take the chance, you're never going to know if you could have experienced something better, bigger, more impactful, more heartwarming, more soul-filling. You just never know. So when you think of it, you have to think to yourself, what am I going to do today to make a difference in my life? Do I take chances or do I sit nice and safe? Because some people, that's okay. They like to live in that space of staying safe, keeping it grounded, keeping it safe, keeping everything good to go. Well, I know that's the way I used to be. I wasn't a chance taker. And so when I met my crew here and we were talking about what we wanted to do, we knew that it was going to be a big risk to take the chance. How about the risk of us actually branching off into No Finish Line Nation? Now, if you don't know, No Finish Line Nation is our Facebook page that has 28,000 strong people that are there coming together, having conversations and doing the same exact thing, lifting each other up, motivating each other, holding each other accountable, and doing some really, really great things together as a community and a family. And so our original platform was, we all met kind of through our platform called Connect, where it was a little bit tougher of a platform to be able to navigate, but it was still some really great relationships. If it wasn't for Connect, we would have met each other for the whole Bropocalypse, right? But what kind of risk are we taking when we know if we branch off and we go into No Finish Line Nation and then all of a sudden we have things like, okay, what kind of backlash are we going to get? Which we did. A lot of people didn't like the fact that we were branching off into No Finish Line Nation. And then also, what about all the shirts and all of the things that we have on there, right? Cups and mugs and all kinds of other stuff that we have representing a brand of No Finish Line Nation to represent camaraderie, to represent togetherness, and family. There was a lot of backlash for that. We knew that that was going to be a risk that we were going to take to be able to put ourselves out there. But it was also through direct communication with the people of No Finish Line Nation, and the majority wanted it. So risks needed to be taken for it to evolve the way that it needs to, and it needs to continue to be that way. So look at yourself in the mirror today. Take a look to see, are you taking the risks that are necessary for you to enjoy all different aspects of your life? What risks are you taking? Because if you think about it, if you're not taking a risk and you're just playing it safe, that's okay, right? But, you know, think of the experiences that you can have if you do put yourself out there a little bit. Take the risk. This morning already on my on the Coffee Talk on the No Finish Line Nation page, there was somebody had shared they had gone kayaking for the first time, and they used to be very heavy, and they started to lose weight, but they wanted to make sure that they can actually experience something that they never had, so they went ahead and went kayaking. Now, what a great experience this was for this person. They went out on a limb, they took a chance, and now it's the greatest thing that they love to do every year or every few months to be able to go out, breathe in the fresh air, and experience it. It was a life-changing event. Whether you think kayaking is a life-changing event or not, for her, it was a life-changing event. So think of that. If you take risks, what kind of way can you change your life for the better? It's so huge. The concept is to step outside of your comfort zone and just be the best that you can be. And we talked about it while we were at the Bropocalypse meeting with Jill's team in Saugus. When somebody had said a little bit of a reflection point around Coffee Talk, and I talked about a little bit of how you are going to make your day better, or how do you incorporate exercise with your job, or how do you do different things to step out of your comfort zone. And all it takes is one foot in front of the other. That's all it takes. Take a chance, put that one foot out there, step out there. It's almost like the outer ledge of a tall building, right? You know, you're tied off at the rope, but you step out there on that ledge to know that the experience may be euphoric, and it may be something bigger than just your normal everyday life. Take chances, step out of your comfort zone, and do some of the things that you've always wanted to do. You're worth it. You're worth that investment for you to be able to do so, because you never know what kind of life you're going to change for others and for yourself. You're worth that investment. So that's the Coffee Talk for today. I've got a few more all lined up in my brain of what I wanted to do and what I wanted to cover with everybody. But you're worth that investment. Take some chances today. And let's go out and make some great things happen. Thanks so much for joining.